So Graham Thickens here in the Demo 09 Pavilion area, our first break after a great morning session. And there's a lot of buzzing going on here with folks visiting all the booths or stations that each of the 39 presenters has. And I'm here with a company from the UK by the name of Ensembly. And I'm with Michael Wheatley, who's CEO. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm very good. Thank you, Greg.
And this is your first trip to Demo, of course. Probably not your first trip to the United States, though, huh?
No, it's our first to Demo. I've been to the U.S. a lot. But
are you enjoying this nice weather?
It's fantastic. We don't get weather like this in the U.K. No, very rarely, anyway.
We don't in Minnesota in the wintertime where I live, either. So you're going on stage tomorrow at what time?
20 to 9 tomorrow morning.
Okay, and tell us about your company. Give us the 30-second or so elevator pitch here.
So if I were to ask everybody here at Demo what really interests them about Demo itself, I'd get a lot of different answers. And the reason, of course, is that relevance is a very personal thing. So everybody's got a slightly different view of it. And we believe that it's very hard for people to keep up to date with what interests them on the internet because it's very hard to get personalized, relevant data. So we have a very simple looking application that allows people just to type in what they're interested in with some very smart underlying technology that'll produce relevant stories to them. So you'll get 10 stories at a time, we won't overload you, but they'll be the 10 most relevant news stories that we can find for you. And the more you use it, the more accurate and the more focused we'll get on relevance.
And do I understand you're directing this at mainstream users, not early adopter users necessarily?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, mainstream users tend to think that if what they type into Google isn't in the first two pages, then it doesn't exist. And they don't understand aggregators and feed readers and things like that. So this
is that the truth?
Yeah, right. So this is very simple.
Yeah, RSS is not a mainstream technology.
No.
I'm sorry, not yet.
No.
Not for you, from a usability standpoint.
No. But this is running on top of RSS feeds, so it's a way of simplifying RSS.
So it's hiding all that complexity.
Correct.
And yeah, we've all read statistics about how users only go down so far into search results. I forget what it is, but the second page is way, way, way down there.
That's right.
As far as the amount of people that actually even bother to go
that's
to that.
That's absolutely right. I've heard statistics that people rarely go beyond 5, and I think even that's ambitious. So I think 2 is about right.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how long you've been working on this.
Well, the company's been going since the middle of 2007. We've been working on the product since then. But it's now we're going to launch public beta tomorrow. And it's now's the time to go out and get people to sign up and tell us how they want it to evolve. So, you know, it's an important part of product development to have an engaged user base.
And you want users worldwide? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Right now we're running in English, but we can produce different language versions. You know, so one of the things I'd like to find is localization partners. So people who can produce French and Italian and German, maybe even, you know, Chinese versions. But right now we're in English.
So tell us what's the end game here to make money?
Well, we'll monetize two ways. One is because we know what people are interested in, we can do hyper-targeted advertising. But also, and perhaps more importantly, I want to do license sales. So out to big portal owners, people like CNN or Fox or the BBC in the UK, with a lot of content, it's quite difficult for people to find their way through. This would be great because it'll put relevant content from those sources in front of you.
And a little bit about the technology behind the curtain here. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I can get Ian to talk about that as the CTO.
Okay, yeah, okay. Let's ask Ian.
Sure.
Ian Pringle, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
And you're Chief Technology Officer.
That's right.
You want to tell us a little bit about what's under the covers that makes all this work so great?
Sure. We've got a whole mix of technologies. We found that there wasn't no one approach that would actually give us a solution we're after. So we use quite a mix of, first of all, understanding how a user compares to a whole group of users. So we've got the aggregate behavior of our whole user base. And then we look at everything the user does, and more importantly, what the user doesn't do. So when we send back a list of results, we're interested, of course, in the things that they choose to read about, but we're also analyzing the kind of things that haven't caught their eye. So if they see a title for a story and they haven't opened it and haven't looked at it, that tells us something as well. So we've got a lot of word analysis going on in there. We've got a lot of analysis that works out how a user relates to other users of similar types.
Plus we've got so is this a semantic web play? Is that would you call it that?
No. I mean, there are good strategic business reasons for not mentioning semantic web. But it's that kind of ballpark. But that's not really the approach we're taking. We're doing a lot more reasoning behind the scenes.
Well, hey, thanks for taking the time. This is rambling on kind of long here, but I know you guys want to get talking to some other folks, so appreciate your time, Ian.
Thank you.
And Michael.
Thank you, Graham.
Appreciate it.